few more snacks like that, and the only thing you'll be able to fit into is a saddle.
I'm not going to eat all of this at once, Sophia. There's an I Love Lucy marathon on tonight. I'm setting up for 12 straight hours of classic TV.
I never cared for that show. Every single episode, Lucy said the same thing. Ricky, why can't I be in the show? Ricky, why can't I be in the show? Why couldn't she be in the show? The room was a riot at home. His show at the club stank. What's so entertaining about a Cuban beating a drum?
Rose, there's an I Love Lucy marathon on tonight. You want to stay up and watch it with me?
That sounds great. Who's in it?
Who's in it? Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz and the Ricardos, the Mertzes. Oh, don't tell me you never saw I Love Lucy.
No, I never watched much TV till I moved in here. I mean, Charlie and I never even had a television. We talked about getting one, but Charlie said it wasn't perfected yet.
Sounds like to me old Charlie was a little on the cheap side.
I'll say. Oh, Charlie was a wonderful man, but he could squeeze a nickel till the buffalo pooped.
Boy, I'll tell you, there's something to the power of suggestion. Excuse me.
Dorothy, would you like to stay up all night with Blanche and me and watch I Like Lucy?
I love Lucy.
Well, I haven't seen it yet, so I don't know how I feel about it.
Now, I'm not going to have the time. With my daughter coming tonight, we're going to spend all our time talking about the... Nothing.
What? The nothing? What's the nothing?
The nothing is a nothing. I mean, if it were something, I'd call it something. Besides, there are more important things to talk about. Is that Ramaki?
Dorothy, you're keeping a secret from us. I can't believe it. I tell you everything. I told you a secret last night.
What? That you're not a natural blonde?
I am a natural blonde.
Right, Rose. You and Tina Turner.
Did Dorothy tell you she's going to be a grandma?
Oh, that was a secret.
Oh, Dorothy, that's wonderful. Why didn't you tell us?
Because we're not 100% sure. I didn't talk to Kate. Ma did.
I'm not an idiot. I know what I heard. She said she had some news she wanted to tell us in person, and then she had a throw up. Call me Kreskin.
No, I do know that she and Dennis have been trying to have children.
Oh, Dorothy, this is so exciting.
Yeah, but honey, we're not sure yet. Oh, that's Kate. Oh, I am so nervous all of a sudden. Of course, I'm also very excited. I mean, I have dreamed about this moment all my life. Oh, honey.
Darling.
Is it my imagination, or was that my ex-husband, Stanley?
Dorothy, it's me, your ex-husband, Stan.
Excuse me, with that new toupee, I thought you were Ted Danson.
I just got it today. It hasn't had time to settle. Oh, wow, is that Rumaki?
Stanley, what are you doing here?
I just came to see Kate.
Oh, she hasn't gotten here yet.
How did you know that she was coming?
Well, she left me a message on my machine. I was out of town, Lauderdale.
Oh, of course, I forgot. It's spring break.
Well, do you know why she's coming?
No, I don't.
Look at Dorothy's nose grow.
Oh, shut up.
He's her father. The Yutz has a right to know.
What does the Yutz have a right to know?
Well, we're not sure, but we think that Kate may be pregnant.
Wow. That's incredible. That makes me...
A Yutz. Some things never change.
You're going to be a granddaddy, Stanley.
Wow. Isn't life a gas?
This is amazing. Excuse me again.
I can't believe it. I am going to be a grandfather. Think about it. Part of me is going to be passed on to that child.
Well, I'm sure we'll learn to love it anyway.
Mom!
Honey! Oh!
Hello, princess.
Daddy.
Oh.
Oh, honey, so good to see you again.
Oh, you look wonderful.
I guess you have some pretty big news for us, huh, Kate?
Rose, why don't give them their privacy?
Oh, you don't have to go. The two of you are like family. I can say this in front of you.
I knew it. I knew it. I just knew it. Oh, Stanley, I'm so happy.
Dennis had an affair and I've left him.
Dan, take your damn hands off me!
I'll be honest with you, Kate, I never liked him. From the moment that worm slithered into your life, I knew he was no good. What kind of a man has so little respect for the institution of marriage that he can cheat on a wonderful woman and jump into bed with the first available bimbo who comes along?
But enough about you, Stan. Let's talk about Kate's problems.
We had no problems, Mom. That's why this was all such a shock.
Not even in bed?
Oh, Stanley.
Hey, I'm just trying to help. The fact is, the reason most men cheat on their wives is because what they have under the sheets at home is less than satisfying.
Oh, really, Mr. 30 Seconds?
Mom, Dad.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, sweetheart. We're both being very insensitive.
How are you feeling, kitten?
Fine, Grandma.
You're full of it, but that's okay. A brave front is the first step back. I think Bertram Russell said that. Or was it Nipsey Russell? I get them confused. They're both so witty.
You're right, Grandma. I'm not fine. He really hurt me. I feel so alone.
Honey, you are not alone. You have your family with you. And your grandma and your mother and your father are going to see you through this.
Absolutely. In fact, I have a business appointment tonight, and I'm going to call right now and cancel it just so I can be here for you.
Daddy, I don't want you to do that. I'll be fine, really.
All right, but I'll only be gone for an hour.
Yeah, less than half an hour if she doesn't want dinner.
Keep your chin up, princess. Your chins too, Dorothy.
You know, I'm still a little confused. Now, who exactly is Ricky?
Lucy's husband.
I thought Desi was Lucy's husband.
Not on the show.
Desi wasn't on the show?
Desi played Ricky.
Who did Lucy play?
Lucy.
I know, but who did she play?
Lucy.
Right, but who did she play?
Lucy played Lucy.
Well, then why didn't Desi play Desi?
He wasn't tall enough.
I have never seen Kate so upset, and I am a wreck myself. I feel like this whole thing has happened to me. Like I'm the one who had my guts wrenched out and my heart stomped on. Thank you for all your support.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dorothy. It's just Lucy doesn't know that that's really Fred dressed up as a burglar.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize this was more important. Rose, Blanche, this is the part where my good friends are supposed to shut off the TV and run after me. So either shut off the TV or I'm going to hurl it through the window. Thank you. I'm touched.
How you holding up, Dorothy?
I just threatened to throw a TV through a plate glass window. That should give you some indication.
Kate seems to be handling things pretty well.
Yeah, that's tonight. She's still in shock. Oh, I remember when Stanley told me that he was having an affair. It was at least 24 hours before I cut the crotches out of all of his slacks.
You didn't.
Well, I was teaching English lit at the time. Symbolism was my life.
Oh, I understand what you went through, Dorothy. I remember how I felt when I thought Charlie was cheating on me.
Charlie?
Well, we'd been married for 18 years. And up until then, everything had seemed so perfect. And then one night it happened. He came home, had dinner, walked upstairs, and went to sleep. I went into the bathroom and cried my eyes out.
Rose, I don't want to encourage long stories, but it seems in this story you left out the
story.
That's the word.
Well, Charlie went right to sleep. We didn't... Well, you know.
Oh, and he promised?
No. It's just that that was the first time that had ever happened in 18 years of married life.
Get out of here.
mean to say that every night, without fail, for 18 years, you and Charlie?
Yeah, of course. Right after dinner.
Well, no wonder you never heard of I Love Lucy.
Of course, as it turned out, I was just overreacting. I mean, it was a freak one-time thing. By the next morning, everything was back to normal.
You mean to tell me that every morning?
Charlie said that's why we didn't have headaches and we both had really shiny hair.
Listen, Rose, no offense, but I find that story a little hard to believe. You don't even like to talk about sex.
Well, it's been my experience that people who talk about it a lot don't do it very often.
Coffee, anyone?
That must be Stan.
I'll get it.
Oh, Blanche. Blanche, why do they do it? Why do men do it and think they can get away with it?
Same reason the dog licks himself, Dorothy. Because he can.
Where's Stan?
That wasn't Stan at the door.
Oh, who was it?
Now, Dorothy, just stay calm. Just relax. Now, don't do anything you'll be sorry for.
Dennis.
Hello, Mother Dorothy. I can't believe you'd show your face here after what you've done. Dennis, I think you should be leaving. Mother Dorothy,
and
please.
Do not call me Mother Dorothy. I hate it when you call me Mother Dorothy. I feel like I should be handing out rice on the streets of Calcutta.
Where is Kate?
Oh, she's not here.
She said she was coming here.
Mm-mm. She left.
Where'd she go?
To meet with Gloria Steinem and Betty Friedan and Marlo Thomas. They're gonna drink white wine spritzers and try to figure out how to fry your wandering male behind.
Dennis.
Kate, we have to talk.
She has nothing to say to you. Dennis, now get out.
Mom, you don't have to speak for me. Dennis, get out.
Kate, please. I know you don't owe it to me, and I'll leave if you really want me to, but I'm just asking for a minute to speak to you. Won't you just give me that?
Hmm. Well, wonder how he's going to try and talk his way out of this one.
Doesn't matter. I know my daughter. No matter what he has to say, she'll see right through it.
Good for Kate. I think that bum deserves everything he gets.
You know, I'm glad he showed up. Now she can get it all over and done with.
Do you think she'll still have time to see Marlo Thomas? Because I'd sure like an autograph.
I can't stand it anymore.
I thought you said everybody loved Lucy.
She's talking about Kate and Dennis.
How long have they been in there?
Since Lucy went to Scotland.
That would make it over 30 years, Rose.
It's been about an hour, Dorothy, but don't worry. Kate had a lot to get off her chest.
You think he'd at least have the courtesy to say goodbye?
He's coming back, Mom.
What?
He's getting a suitcase out of the car. We talk things over. Everything's okay.
Okay. Everything's okay.
Come on, Rose.
But what about Lucy?
We'll watch it on the portable in the kitchen.
But that set's black and white.
Dennis explained everything.
Explained? Explained what? How he did it? I explained that to you when you were 12.
I can live with his apology. He's very sorry. He promised he'll never do it again. I don't want to end my marriage over this.
Well, I think you're making a big mistake, Kate.
Mom, Dennis is my husband, and if I can forgive him, then you should, too.
Forgive him?
Look, it's my marriage. I never should have come here in the first place. That was a big mistake. We'll be out of here first thing in the morning.
Mom?
Ma.
What's going on?
Honey, I'm sorry, but I have to talk to you. Dennis is here. He told Kate that he was sorry for what he did, and they've made up.
Marvelous. Now get the hell out of my room.
Ma, Dennis had an affair. What he did was terrible. How can she forgive him?
Dorothy, please, let me go back to sleep. I was in the middle of a dream where I was held captive on a desert island by Cesar Romero in a loincloth.
Ma, Kate and I had a fight. I have to talk to you.
Dorothy, you know that blue washcloth in my bathroom?
Yeah.
That's how big Caesar's loincloth was. Good night.
Ma. Ma.
All right. What did you and Kate have a fight about?
About advertising condoms on television. About Dennis. I mean, I can't believe that she would go back to him. I told her that it was a big mistake.
Who's asking you what you think? It's none of your business.
Kate came to me.
She came to you to listen, not tell her how to run her life. You should have stayed out of it.
I don't know what to do.
All right. Sit. Listen. Learn. Picture this. Brooklyn, July, 1949.
Ma, can't you put a sentence together? You sound like a sportscaster.
Ah, shut up. Anyway, it was the night of your first anniversary. You showed up at my house at 2 o'clock in the morning, crying and carrying on. You looked like hell. You told me you had cooked an anniversary dinner for Stan. He came home late, he didn't have a gift, and there was lipstick on his shirt. He kept saying to me, Ma, what should I do? You remember what I told you?
Yeah.
Thank God. What was it? I forgot.
You said, if you could erase this one day, is this still the man you want to spend the rest of your life with?
And you said yes. And I thought to myself, idiot. But I kept my mouth shut. I knew this was a decision you had to make.
So you're saying that I should stay out of this mess between Kate and Dennis?
I said it. I used it in a story. What do you want me to do, embroider it on your underwear? Just stay out of it.
I don't know if I can do that.
Then you're gonna lose Kate. And someday, Stan will be the one to call you up and tell you you have a grandchild who you're never gonna see.
Good night, Mom.
Not tonight, Cease. I'm not in the mood anymore.
That last episode of I Love Lucy was hilarious.
Oh, it sure was. I never realized you could have that much fun staying up all night.
Oh, not even with Charlie.
Oh, we never stayed up all night. Just 7 to midnight every night, and 5 to 7 every morning, and of course till noon on Sundays.
Lord, no wonder you still mourn that man.
Morning.
Hi, Dorothy. How you doing?
Much better. Ma and I had a long talk last night, and I think I know how I want to handle things.
Thank God. For once, you'll keep your mouth shut.
No. If I want things to be okay, I want to get everything off my chest.
Fine. You'll feel better, but mark my words, you'll lose your daughter.
Morning, everyone.
How'd you get in?
I used the key under the mat. Do I smell waffles?
No.
Could I smell waffles?
What does this look like, the House of Pancakes?
So, how's Kate doing?
Better than I am. Dennis is here, and she's forgiven him.
Dennis is here? Somebody hold my hair. I'm gonna kill him.
Oh, sit down and shut up.
Good morning, everybody. Hi, Daddy.
Listen, Kate, I hear that you and Dennis are back together.
That's right. We're leaving for the airport now.
Kate, I want to say something.
Yeah?
No, not to you. To Dennis. Dennis, I want to speak with you.
Mother.
It's all right, Kate.
Is your name Dennis?
Hey, I want to be there. I have a right.
One sperm with a sense of direction, and I'm paying for it for the rest of my life. Come on.
Dorothy, I really want
to... Please, Dennis, I just want you to listen. Yesterday, Kate came to me crying. She was more hurt than I had ever seen her before.
Well, Dorothy,
please, I
want you to understand what that does to a parent. Seeing your child hurt is worse than any pain you can possibly feel yourself. When they're little, you protect them from the bullies on the playground, and later you suffer with them through acne and puppy love.
And the first date, and the first time alone in a car. Finally, they meet someone who will love them and take care of them, and they don't need you anymore. You're not too thrilled about that, but you get used to it.
And then something happens, and you find out that there's still bullies on the playground. And all the old instincts come back. And that's what happened to me yesterday. I know you and Kate have made up, but I still have the same feelings. Do you understand?
Yes, I do. I did a very stupid thing, and it can't be undone. But I'm going to do everything I can to make it up to Kate. I love her. And I promise you that nothing like this will ever happen again.
Good. Good. Because if it does, I will break every bone in your hand. You'll spend the rest of your life selling newspapers out of a wagon.
Keep it zipped, buddy. She's not kidding.
Dennis, is everything okay?
Everything is fine. Listen, you two better hurry. You're going to miss your plane.
Thanks, Mom. Thanks, Dad. Mm.
Listen, if you're not doing anything around Memorial Day, maybe you'll come down for a visit.
How about me?
Of course, Dennis. Of course. You're always included.
Dorothy, you're hurting me.
Goodbye again.
Bye, darling.
Oh, Dorothy, I'm so glad things worked out.
Oh, me too.
Maybe you're not a grandmama yet, but you're still a darn good mama.
And Kate's gonna be a darn good mama, too, sometime.
How do you know?
Because it runs in the family.
Well, I guess I'll be going, too. You know, Dorothy, I don't know, Lanai out there, it was like old times. You and me, the team, united, partners. Felt pretty good, didn't it?
Sure did.
Where did it go wrong, Dorothy?
Oh, who knows? These things happen.
Oh, I remember. I wasn't happy at home under the sheets. Dorothy, you're hurting me. I mean it. You're really hurting me.